We'll get across to Pip Morris at the TAB. And Pip Morris, a little bird has just told me in my ear, well, not quite a little bird, quite a big bird actually, has just told me in my ear that you are a huge Penrith fan.
Good morning, Smithy. I am a diehard Penrith fan. I'll be having all my gear on and pacing the lounge until it's over. I can tell you that on Sunday.
Okay, right. Before that, though, we've got some greyhound racing today, of course, and then, of course, we'll have a lot of sporting options over the weekend.
Yeah, we certainly do. And just on set up, it's true, there's some boosted odds, Mazzolino to win, and at the Greyhound, Sean the Chaser to win, race number 4, boosted odds on the racing homepage. Expect payout now available too. If you place a fixed odds bet, Smithy, and the provincial result comes up on screen, the money will be bang straight in your account if you've found the winner. It's just excluding win insurance and future bets and disqualifications. You can check out the T's and C's on the Punters Lounge. As far as the NRL goes this week, and I can tell you the most popular power play has been Brian Tuto to get the first try scorer and the most popular power play Penrith in both halves at 225. Clive Churchill medals see Nathan Cleary the best back by Dylan Edwards. He's now 12 into $7.50, and I do think he's a little smoky. And also, either team wins 1 to 12, any number 2 or number 5 or replacement winger scores a try, and Cleary or Moses Clive Churchill at 450 in a really nice popular power play. So there's something for whatever team you support, get involved in. Go to footy on the weekend.